Hello, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio and The Lois Effect. My name is Elisa.
My name is Liz. Hello, darling.
Good morning.
Wow, it's morning. So you did say you sent me a little heads up that we have someone with a hand raised, so we might
yes.
Well take a call.
We'll do that. Okay. Hello, caller. Who's this?
Hello, good morning.
Caller, what's your name?
And first I'm calling. First I'm pressing one there. I heard you before saying people say you might call. Good morning.
I didn't catch any
okay.
of that. I think you're first on caller, but we're asking what your name is.
Oh, yes, and I said good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Veronica.
Veronica.
Thank you, Veronica. Great. It was the connection was a little wonky. So first thing is asking for permission to connect to your energy, please.
Yes.
Great. And Elisa would need your birthday, not the year, just the month and the date.
November 4th.
So how can we help? What's going on?
Yes, thank you. So I just I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a little bit confused.
Okay.
And because I have a very close male friend, and due to the fact of his religion, he has a some people religions you can do certain things. I'm not asking. I want to know, I think he's done it spirit, like energy wise, but I don't think he. What he said to me, not in the physical, but in the energy, but just to feel. So, there's a business female, and I'd like to know if he has. Has he done that with her? Like, has he?
Okay. I want to unpack this a little bit. It's a little confusing because I feel like you're trying to ask two questions or presenting two issues into one. So let's just put the other female to the side for a second. Okay. What's the question? You're saying you feel like there's a very restrictive sort of upbringing or background with him, and
okay.
It's not so much you're feeling something physically, but it's more like the energy. Are you talking that attraction? You want to know if it's a little confusing to try to unpack what you're asking us.
Yeah, and I apologize, ladies. I mean, there's
that's
something
okay.
I'm sorry. I let you know if he has been like sexually. Physically with her.
Oh, with her. Oh.
She has.
And why do you want to know?
I want to know because he has told me so many times. I don't even ask. I don't even tell him. I don't ask him. He just tells
tell
me.
You so many times. What does he tell you?
I don't see her that way. I don't see her that way. Men know.
Okay. So why are you? So why is he your boyfriend? Is he your husband? Is he your lover? Why are you asking him?
I'm not asking him. He just tells me himself.
Okay. So why do you want to know if you're not asking him?
Oh no.
And he's telling
no.
you. And he's. I'm very confused. If he's telling you that he's not. And you're not asking him, then why are you asking us? Like, why do you want to know?
Oh, that's right.
Do you like him? Do you want to have a relationship with him? Do you see why I'm asking you these questions so that you can get clarity?
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much. I got it. Wow, I'm glad I called. I do.
You
like
have feelings for him. You have feelings for him. Yes or no?
Yes.
That's why you're asking.
Yeah.
But if he's telling you and he's volunteering the information, What is it about that information that you're not trusting?
Because
if
you're
volunteering, if you're volunteering the information, you're not asking. Why do you not trust it? Why do you have to ask us?
I guess because the way today's society is.
What does society have to do with anybody? What does society have anything to do with somebody that, as another person? What does society have anything to do with your feelings as a human being? Why would society come into any of this? This is about having faith in yourself. This is about trusting life as it unfolds, even if it seems like it's a disaster or a difficult, challenging situation. This is what helps us to grow and evolve, and growth and evolving is often unpredictable, it's often painful, it's often uncomfortable, but if you just step through those things as a way to reveal the potential and the beauty of who you are, this is about having faith. Is there any reason to, do you respect this person? Yes or no? The guy?
Yes.
If you respect him, then wouldn't you respect his word if he's volunteering? You know what I'm saying? Like, you can't just sort of respect where it's convenient and then have fear and lack of faith, because it doesn't work that way. You have to pick a lane and stay in it. You know, and if you trust his word and you respect him, why are you asking us if he's sleeping with this other person? So this is about having faith in yourself that you're enough. And that to just trust life as it unfolds. So I don't really have an answer for that question, because I feel it's none of my business. And I feel it's not warranted. And also, you're calling about somebody else. We're talking to you right now. But what's weird is that even before you ask the question, because I just pick up on energy or visuals or impressions will come to me. So just out of curiosity, is anybody involved a painter?
No.
Does anybody paint? That's weird. Does anything need to get? Go ahead. The word painter came in. Painting, painter.
Yes.
Something related to that. Thank you. Okay, because girl,
yes.
I'm good, but don't make me work so hard. Okay, so tell me that connection.
Yes, he paints, and so does the business female.
There you go. So this means that I am receiving that energy, and yeah, I don't sense that they have anything going on. I don't even want to address that question because I don't see that they are sleeping together, just to tell you that I'm picking that up. But if you respect him, you have to respect his word. When we are, you know, when we like somebody or we're in a relationship with them or there's some sort of connection, we have to honor that respect. If you are saying, you're owning that answer that you respect him, then you got to respect his word. That's it. So I'm going to, but that's great that I picked up on the painting thing. I love that. So I'm going to pass this on to Elisa, because she can maybe give you a little insight based on your birthday. But Veronica, just have faith and trust. Just trust life as it unfolds, even if it's scary or uncomfortable. I'm dealing with something very uncomfortable right now, but I'm working through it to know that this is part of my growth and expansion, and to find the calmness in the storm, the eye of the storm. But it's time for you to trust life as it unfolds, and to know your value. So I'm going to turn it over to Elisa.
Well, that's a lot of information, Veronica. And I, given your birthday, well, when we know you're a Scorpio, so there's a lot that's happening underneath the surface always. And you're also very intuitive, or you can be if you trust it. The thing is to trust it and not have it sway because of what someone else may have said or what, you know, there's a lot of outside stuff, but this is an inside job. This is an inside job for you. This is about not just that relationship, but every relationship. It's almost like say innocent until proven guilty, but don't keep looking for proof for guilt, you know, like let people show up as they are. And it's good that Liz asked you the fundamental question, like if you, you know, do you respect this person, then, you know, make that count. Because then you'll understand better, like, if this is really that issue or is it just something that seems familiar. You know, let's not recreate the same thing because you have these misgivings that are unfounded. Trust yourself and trust if you set that baseline, well, yeah, I do respect him. Well, until something shows up where, well, now I know I can't, he's broken that, but you have to have that established first for you to, you know, bring that up at some point. Hopefully you won't have to, but it can be an ongoing conversation with him. But internally, there's a lot of work that you just trust, as Liz has said, just trust and as it unfolds. The thing is, be aware of some of your filters. If you're by nature distrustful, then that's, you know, there are things to work on there. And the thing is, it's not fair if you are wavering yourself. Like sometimes, like you said, if it's convenient to trust now and then in another situation not, then that's inconsistency on your part from the get-go. So that's something that you have to continue to build and trust within yourself. And as you apply it across the board, it kind of cuts through a lot of the BS because people show up the way they show up. And so when you can really see, okay, this is where this person's coming from, you know, you don't have to, it's automatically a decision you can make. It's not so much, let me check around and ask about other people's opinions about it. It's what you know from what has been shown to you. And that just cuts out a lot of the doubt, a lot of the gossip, so to speak, that kind of breeds even more craziness if it gets out of control. But from your birthday, from November of last year into this year, you were in a number, you still are, in a number two personal year. And that is about partnerships and cooperation and about support. And it's also about planting seeds, so to speak. I mean, it's about having some of these crazy ideas and wonderful ideas you may have come up with and been introduced to last year, and taking this year and this time to see, well, what's really gonna, you know, what really gets my interest and my attention, you know, what do I want to grow and really get into? Because there's a lot of good stuff out there, but you know, you only have so much time and energy. So this year, hopefully, you've been able to kind of sift through, and it's more internal, more on the down low, just like I'm looking into some of these things. And when November hits in full swing, you'll be in a number three personal year, and that number really is a little more outgoing. It's going to be, you're going to start talking a little bit more about some of the things you've been researching, so to speak, or that you've been looking into, and you're going to start connecting with people, hopefully, as you're talking. And again, this is partly where this trust comes in as you're talking with people. It's knowing like information that you need to share and information that, you know, well, that's not theirs to know just yet, but I can still connect with them in a different way and talk about certain things. But, you know, you don't have to pour out your life story, but some of these things are some of these ideas are really exciting or intriguing, and just, you know, you're like, okay, you really are, you're finding things that you really want to get into and build on that. So I would say the trust part and the internal part is going to play a huge factor. It's not just for this year. That's like, you know, ongoing. We're all working on that. We're all working on how to check in on yourself, see a situation, how to trust other people, how to trust yourself. That's ongoing for everybody. And some people are just really, really good at it because they put in the time and the effort. They've gotten to know themselves first and not a reflection of yourself from other people. You got to know yourself first, and it's just ongoing, and it's fine. You know, you're starting to ask maybe clearer questions. Like if you listen to this show, you can see where the thing that you thought you were asking about, it's not really that. It's other stuff. It's kind of that's like adjacent to it, but it goes a little deeper than that. And so that's sort of the ongoing thing that we can all do, is just start asking some different questions, because the less amount of outside stuff that factors into this, because if it really isn't, if it's about something on the outside, then that's on the outside. Then you can have a clearer idea of, okay, what is it that I'm actually in control of here? And when that information comes to you, you're like, okay, so the rest of it, you know, out of my hands. As much as I think I can control it, you'll find that it's a lot of energy and probably a lot of headache and some heartache if you try to control everything else that is definitely outside of you. But when you're trusting yourself, you start to understand what you can let go of, and you let go of some of these expectations, because they're never going to be up to your expectations, because they're not you. You're not in control of somebody else's thoughts or someone else's actions. You're not in control of that. You can only respond to it. So these are like big things that you can dig into, but it's like you do small things every day, small things for yourself, and they start to build a good pattern and a good muscle. Just trusting in your intuition and trusting and asking different questions, not asking, you got to ask a smarter question or that was a stupid question. You learn from things that you put out there. You learn from things that you talk about, and you learn from things that you ask, and you learn from things that you receive when you ask those questions. So you'll see how asking something a little different as you go deeper makes all the difference in the world, sometimes to the whole relationship. So anyway, I would say if you have a chance, download this show, because it's all about you for right now. And just listen to some of the things, especially what Liz was talking about, and listen to how she was asking you, because we can pick up on some things, but it's not really going to make a difference if you don't pick up on these things, if you don't see it for yourself just yet. That's okay. Like, we're not expecting you to have the answer and be perfect. It's not about being perfect. It's just about being you. So we can lighten that load, but there's still work to do. It doesn't have to be necessarily heavy work, but it's important work for you, for all of us. It's not just saying you have the only issue here, but we're all trying to get through this this life with a better understanding of who we are and appreciation of the people that we have attracted into it. So that's what I got.
Best
for
life,
you.
Veronica. Thanks for calling, and we're here Tuesdays and Thursdays, so you can always call us back with an update. But trust life. I hope this helps.
Yes, and do you disconnect from my energy now? I don't like it. I don't want him to pick up.
Yeah.
If we would disconnect from her energy. You know what that was, Veronica? That's just asking permission for that conversation to take place.
Oh, it's just permission. No, I would only do it for first-time callers. So that I only ask that question permission because of free will. So I only ask permission to connect to the energy, and then I don't ask that question anymore if you call, if you are someone who calls the show. But it's always the first time, or we've been on the air for 12 years now. So even if it's someone who, even before the word podcast was a word, we were doing a podcast. So even if it's someone that listened to us and then a couple of years might have passed, I'll ask to reconnect. But that I do for every first-time caller, so that we have your permission to have this conversation. But that's all it means. That's all. Okay?
It was very enlightening.
So anyway. Sorry?
It was very enlightening.
I'm so glad. Good. Yeah, like I said, I also agree with Elisa. Like, you can find the show either on Blog Talk or on iTunes, and you can download it, and you should just listen to it and just see, you know, without any effort, just let it wash over you and just see how you respond to it. But just just take deep breaths. You're okay. Be in the moment. If you trust and respect this person, then you do it across the board. Okay? And whatever, you know, insecurities that you may have, that's just part of you working through your path and your journey. It has nothing to do with him or this other person. Okay? So anyway, take care and stay well. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you for helping.
Take care. All right.
Of course.
It's always interesting when people will call in and they ask about what other people are thinking about a situation.
Or doing. Yeah, what are they thinking?
What are they doing?
And I'm like, that's none of our business.
Right. So it is interesting because, you know, a lot of people, I think that's probably why soap operas are so popular. You know, you can kind of get into.
Oh, and reality TV.
Yeah. Get into everybody else's business.
It's just a reality. Right. Yeah, right. Listen, sometimes, especially lately, there are a couple of shows with substance that I like, but when I'm going through like a lot of challenges and I just need like an escape, mm-hmm. I will watch a docuseries or I'll watch some reality TV and proud of it. So just so that somebody else has something worse going on than me. I'm like, oh, yay. Girl. It's interesting because I picked up painting. I said, someone's a painter, somebody's painting, someone's doing something. And the two of them are painting. Isn't that funny?
Right.
And first she said no. And then she's like, oh, wait a minute. That happens all the time. It happens all the time.
Painting,
like,
no.
Don't make a girl. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Don't make a girl work harder than she needs to. Don't make a girl work harder than she needs to because she's ready to retire. Oh, my God. Well, loved hearing from Veronica, and hopefully we were of some help. But, yeah, I'm not getting anything to those two, that the painter club, that they're doing anything. Alyssa, no. But, yeah. But none of her business.
Right. Know? Right. Yeah, it was kind of hard to hear what was going on. I was like,
it was a weird connection.
There's a lot. I think she was calling
from
like
overseas?
Through her computer or something like that. So, it could have been that. But it was interesting because there were parts that when she was trying to get into it that we couldn't understand, and then you know, it's interesting when there is clarity when she. It's like, oh, okay, now I understand that part, but I don't know about the rest of it.
Right. Interesting, because the connection wasn't totally clear. Think about that. The connection wasn't totally clear.
Mm-hmm.
Her connection to faith, to source, to spirit, to herself, to her consciousness, you know, it's a little bit of a disconnect, right? So it's a good metaphor for that.
No, you handled it really well.
Thank you.
Like, even in the chat, hello to Marguerite and Jen in the chat.
Hey, ladies.
She said, Jen had said, this is a very provocative line of questioning. Way to get her to think and look within. And I was like, yep.
Thank
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, you know, and I love, go ahead.
Well, we have another hand raised.
Well, I'll just want to say this little piece of it.
Sure, sure.
Just a little piece, and we'll take the call. I'm always so grateful for doing this show, no matter what's happening in my life, and you know, even when in the darkest of times, to do a show, and then it's not that it's a dark time right now, but it's getting to be a rough time. I'll get into it later. It's a rough time. Yay! But what's wonderful is that when you can tap into the purest part of yourself. Right, which is the source self, the spirit self, and able, like, it's almost like it's proof, like, you're okay, because look at the purest part of yourself, it's still there, it's still intact. I wouldn't be able to connect and pick up things like people painting. Hello? It's very specific.
Right.
So to me, it's very, not that I need a validation, but it's very comforting. It's very comforting to know, like, okay, this is just part of you know, your journey moving forward, and everything really is okay, and it's just like, you know, get the shield, get the sword, and just keep cutting, just keep cutting through. So I really do appreciate the callers for that. So let's, speaking of callers, let's take the second caller of today.
All right. This is a hand raise from area code 914.
Oh, that's New York. That's part of New York.
Good morning, caller. Who's this?
Hi, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. My name is Christine.
Hi, Christine.
Christine, are you also a first-time caller?
Yes.
Well, we're two for two with the first-time callers. I love that. We have callers from 12 years ago. We have callers from 12 seconds ago. So, Christine, just going to ask for permission to connect to your energy. And I don't know if you heard the last caller, but we only ask that for our first-time callers as a way of establishing connection. It's nothing any more mystical than that. It's just honoring and respecting.
Yes.
Okay, great. And then if you can provide your birthday, just the month and the day. We don't need the year.
Okay, January 6th.
Okay, great. Girl, you're Westchester?
I'm from Westchester, yes.
Yes, okay, because I'm in Manhattan. I'm like, I recognize the 914. Okay, and Elisa's in Atlanta. So welcome. So how can we help? What's going on?
Thank you. I'm not sure how you work. I'm just having a health issue that I've been dealing with for years, and I'm just trying to figure out how to clear it up, or if you can't pick up on health, I'm also trying to figure. Okay.
Let's do one thing at a time. Is it respiratory? Is it something with your lungs? Is it respiratory?
There's definitely a connection there.
Because I got lungs, but keep going. Uh-huh.
Okay, it deals with my, like, digestive system, but also, you know, my breathing is affected.
Yeah.
So it is definitely connected.
The breathing, yeah, and also, too, oof, because what happens when it comes to, like, physical stuff, it's almost like I start feeling some of the things a little bit. So I'm feeling, right now, I'm feeling a little lightheaded, and I'm feeling a little bit shallow breathing, but I'm feeling it, like, from my lungs to my head is that sort of connection. Yeah. I'm getting very lightheaded. Thanks, girl. No, I'm kidding. I'm feeling very, I'm joking, very lightheaded at the moment, and that's okay. So I'm just going to breathe into that a little bit. So we're dealing with the physical sensation. I'm also picking up on some sadness. And I know the lungs are connected to grief, but I'm not saying it because we all read Louise Hayes. I'm just picking up because I am feeling kind of a sadness right now. Also, I'm getting on my left side, like my left shoulder is feeling a little interesting all of a sudden. Any sadness, like a profound sadness or loss?
I've dealt with not any loss. Well, I lost my dog a couple years ago, but I've been dealing with depression my whole life.
And then what's going on with the left side of the body? Is anything come going on with the left, like the left shoulder, left arm, or left side of the body?
Yeah, it's interesting you say that. My left lower back has been a problem for the past couple of months. I think I pulled a muscle while I was sleeping one day, and it's been healing ever since. But it's, you know, sometimes I feel it, some days I feel it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So okay, it's great. So that means that I'm definitely picking up on what's happening with you. And do you find that is it a challenge for you to consciously try to breathe a little bit deeper, or is a condition predicated that it's an effort to breathe, so therefore, like, it's to your capacity of shallow breathing. I want to know, like, sort of where it lands,
mm-hmm.
where the effort
yeah.
comes to breathing. Is there effort? Yeah, tell me about that.
Yeah, it's definitely shallow breathing. I don't know
mm-hmm.
why I do shallow breathing, especially when
I'm
in social situations.
It's anxiety. Mm. It's anxiety.
Yes, exactly.
It's anxiety, and it's almost this unconscious belief that very unconscious belief, and this comes from, I'm feeling like very, 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 very young childhood.
Mm-hmm.
You may not even have the memories, but I'm
mm-hmm.
saying like younger than age 4, younger than age 3, there must have been some sort of event, some sort of situation that might have formed these beliefs that there isn't enough to go around,
mm-hmm.
or some sort of vibe that way. I don't know if I'm hitting the mark. I'm just dealing with the feeling of the energy that I'm getting.
Mm-hmm.
Does any of that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
Okay, great. Yeah. Breath work is really, really important. Do you do any sort of moments you could just be still, or any sort of, even if it's brief meditation practice?
I don't. I do, you know, I try to do some meditations every once in a while, but it's nothing, I need to
okay.
do it more steadily.
Okay. Well, you don't want to be hard on yourself. Like, you know, you're not measuring up or falling short. It's going to exasperate the problem.
Mm-hmm.
I did recommend
mm-hmm.
this meditation to a longtime listener that I listen to every day, because I am in a position that I can't even get a cold. I have too many responsibilities, mm-hmm. and I've been through a lot of stuff over a lot of years, and I'm very proud to say that my track record is really high with physical wellness. And I think
mm-hmm.
what has contributed, and maybe jot this down, so let me know when you're ready.
Okay.
Okay, I listen to this religiously. Now, I got it on an app, but I'm sure you can find it for free on YouTube. But it's called, it's Abraham Hicks.
Yes.
And the meditation is called Physical Well-Being. It's 15 minutes. I listen to it. It's the only meditation I do religiously every morning, no matter what.
I think I actually listen to that exact meditation.
Then I rest my case, Your Honor. Judge. All right, Judge Judy. So,
that's so crazy. That's literally,
okay.
I just listened to that like
okay.
today, earlier.
Okay. We are two for two with the new listeners, and I have to thank the new listeners. Like I just said before we took your call, life is chaotic and very challenging right now. I could cry because with this accuracy, this is confirmation. So you're giving me a gift. This is confirmation that I'm okay because
yes.
this is so pure and it's not touched. So I could cry. Thank you. So, yes.
That's so crazy.
I'm not gonna, yeah, girl. So, Westchester, New York in the house. Thank you. So, I'm gonna go to Grand Central right now, and you can take me up a coffee. I'm kidding. Okay. So, because that's how we go to Westchester. So,
yes.
there's your answer. It has
Thank
literally
you.
Kept, girl, it has literally kept me well. Oh, it has supported my wellness.
Yes.
It has
okay,
support
I'll do
under
that every
the
day.
Most. You have to under the most challenging of times. I had to. It was like a lifeline, and it's the only meditation I've been listening to probably, oh my God, maybe for like a year now, and it's like taking a vitamin, and it's only 15 minutes, and you don't have to work at it. You just need to be comfortable, still, and breathe. All you need to do, you don't have to try to meditate. You don't have to try to get to a special position. Just listen to it.
Okay.
Very, very powerful. And I think that is, I'm getting the picture. And again, I don't do this in my life, but I'm getting the image of a, you know how they have the indoor rock climbing walls?
Mm-hmm.
You do the rock climbing. Honey, I wouldn't do it indoors, outside, the next life, the last life. We don't do that. But anyway, I'm seeing that as kind of like the image that you are safe. So when you're doing rock climbing indoors, you're safe, you're protected, you're not going to get hurt, right?
Right.
So I'm getting that. But you have to trust your own capacity to find the foothold, crevices, and the nooks where you're going to support your entire being, and then you're going to, and then with your mind and your mental acuity, you're going to observe what your next move is, but you're being in concert with its body, mind, and spirit. Maybe that's why
okay.
I'm getting that image. Okay? So
yes,
again,
that's...
it's that, go ahead.
that has exactly to do with my other issue, which is like my career. I'm looking for, you know, how to support myself and be happy. So, I mean, that's exactly, that's exactly what I need to focus on, like knowing that I'm going to be supported and knowing that I'm going to find that, that nook and cranny to support myself.
That's right. And you have an autonomous English muscle, and then you have your nooks and crannies, and you climb that rock, you climb that wall. But then what I, during some very chaotic times, and even in the last 24 hours, I've been telling myself two things. It's okay, it's okay, it's okay, everything's okay, because I'm going through kind of a rough time. Everything's okay. But then when I'm, so that's a little heightened. If I don't need to throw in the little heightened part of it, in a very calm state, and again with the breath, you know, it's about trusting life, almost what we were saying to our last caller, trusting life, trusting that this is the capacity of your lungs, that this is what the depression is showing you, you know, that it is who you are. It's loving all the parts of yourself and supporting those parts, not enabling, but supporting. There's a difference, right? And right, and that tell yourself, I am always well taken care of. So when we're in an emergency, it's, you know, it's like, it's okay, everything's okay, because we're sort of panicked. But then when we're just want to be in that sort of calm, nourishing state, that state of surrender, and just tell yourself, I am always well taken care of. Do you write? Are you a writer?
I do.
Yeah. So what is that about? Is that something that you do on a consistent basis, occasionally? Is it part of your work? I just, the word write or writer came in, so I want to know why that came in.
Okay. I just journal at the moment. So I've been journaling for like the full moons and the new moons. I'm trying to manifest. That's the only writing that I've been doing, but I'm open to, I consider myself a good writer.
Okay, well, there's something there to maybe incorporate that as part of your skill set for the type of work that you want to do. I don't know what, you don't have to tell us. I don't know what type of work you want to do, but I feel maybe the writing could be something to explore and expand and actually reinforce your confidence. And the type of work you want to do, is, does that make sense? Could that complement the type of work you want, you're thinking about? Okay, perfect. And then in your journaling, do you read back what you've written? Do you go back to it, you just write it and you keep, okay. So there might be a clue in there. If you look at it more from a scientific objective perspective, if you depersonalize, you might have some clues or some insight that you have even more insight, more wisdom, more intuition, more clairvoyance, actually. You're very intuitive.
That I've been told that before.
More. Okay, thank you. Yeah, hello, thank you. Right. And that, and so that's a piece of it, too. And it really does help in terms of work. You know, like people, most people don't know I do this podcast for 12 years because I don't need to explain my stuff, right? But I use it all the time. You know what I mean? I use it all the time. I flex those muscles all the time, and it has allowed me to manage to be high functioning within a life that can be very chaotic. Again, it's a very pure part. So it's a very pure part of you. A very pure part of you. So tap into the purest parts of yourself. And that will support the depression. And if you look at the depression as something to love and to feed and to support so that it blossoms into wholeness that is at peace, that there's wisdom from that pain, there's wisdom from that sadness. And as you navigate, you know, you talked about, and I can understand this, you know, you talked about being in like social situations, and I was picking up that, you know, maybe you felt like there wasn't enough air or whatever. If you put these things into practice, you can just limit yourself. Well, for this situation, social situation, I'm just going to give myself, you know, a half hour. And then maybe the next social situation, I'll give myself 45 minutes. And then maybe do, like, maybe increase it in 15-minute increment, like microdose. Microdose mm-hmm. being mm-hmm. out there so that you are not being hard on yourself to plunge into the deep end of the water to emerge yourself on a quantum level just a little bit at a time so that you're honoring the gifts, even the hard, painful, ugly stuff. It makes you the remarkable person that you are. It makes us interesting. Girl, I'm the life of the party because of all the shit that I've been through. Hello, right? I'm so freaking, oh, you're so interesting. I'd rather not be, but whatever. Oh, she's so interesting. Oh, my God. Oh, she's so, look at her. Okay, so you microdose that, okay? And you run that shit. That gives you dominion because I would venture to guess that you would just throw yourself into the situation without any sort of life support, any sort of life raft, right? Now you're going to take ownership of it. Like, okay, I have depression. I have these issues. I feel a little funky. I have anxiety. So I'm just going to do this for 15 minutes. Next one, I'll do it for a half hour. And then you are taking care of yourself. Then mm-hmm. you're the boss of mm-hmm. your life. But I feel that if you start with the fundamentals, where it's that acknowledgement, listening to that Abraham Hicks meditation, knowing that you're always being taken care of, pace yourself. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Pace yourself. Nothing is running away from you. And I think you kind of feel like, oh, my God, life is running through, like water going through your fingers. It's not. It's okay. not. So we can just soothe that anxiety with that. But honor that it does exist so that you can love yourself through that. Love right. all the parts of you. So based on your birthday, I'm going to flip this over to Alisa. But I'm so glad you called the show, and I do hope that you check in with us and give us updates because I have a really nice sense of your overall vibe. It's really it's very clean. It's very pure. It's very beautiful. So for real. Because if it wasn't, I wouldn't say anything. Like, Alisa, take it. Bye. So I am acknowledging there's something very pristine. Like, you hold it together really well when you're out in the world.
I try.
Girl, people have no idea the hot mess that you are. And I mean that in the most loving way. The thing people don't know, that people don't know the hot mess that I am. You know what I mean?
Right.
So well done. Because I'm recognizing
you.
Thank you
so much. All right. That's so beautiful.
You're so welcome.
Thank you.
Yes, you are. All right. So you take it, Lisa.
Well, Christine, with you being a Capricorn, there's definitely that vibe of being as grounded as you can be. And that's actually what you're feeling. You want to get more of that. But I would say, I would venture to guess the same thing with where, when you're out and about, people probably have no idea all the stuff that you're trying to do. And you know, so they kind of gloss over it because they don't know. They just think, you know, probably well put together. You're probably super reliable. You get your stuff done. And the rest of it's like, oh, I didn't realize. But once they get a chance to know you, if you would let them in, then they would know that. But I think it's a matter of as you're working through the anxiety, I feel like the biggest thing is to say, of course you're going to be good enough. Of course you are good enough. And then kind of starting from there, like that base of who you are is not that it's, oh, you're all messed up. Like everyone's all messed up. The thing is, you know, you're asking questions, you're doing your work, you're trying to figure out ways that will help support you. And in this year, as of your birthday in January, this year is about putting down some goals and strengthening your foundation. It's the number four. And four in numerology is about structure and goal setting, goal planning, having an idea of what you want to be working on. So it's, mm-hmm. you know, it is just about work, but not work like career only, but overall your life work? Like, what are you really doing big picture? Because it isn't about just your health or just your what's your livelihood. It's all connected. And
right.
When you get your fundamentals down and you understand that those are your fundamentals, and you see that they're good because you've been working on them. A lot of it, you know, I get a picture of you just kind of uncovering, like clearing the dust away and seeing what you've been working on the whole time, but maybe you just didn't recognize that was the footing that you're on. Like that was the ground underneath your feet and you just didn't see it. You know, like it's not a marsh. It's not you're going to sink in there and just, you know, and be lost. It's actually quite firm. You may want to expand it. You may want it to be bigger and go into different things, but it's there and it's something to work from. So it's sort of like having a blueprint, and you have that blueprint and you realize, oh, you know, some people say, you know, it's got good bones. Like it's got good bones. It's something you can work mm-hmm. with. And so you don't have to have it all done right now, and everyone is a work in progress. But the things that you're already finding, like the confirmation with that Abraham Hicks meditation. I went ahead and queued it up for me because I'm like, I need that too. You know,
oh, every day. It's so
right?
Good.
You know, like, oh yeah, she did mention that. I'm like, oh yeah, I need to do that. I think anytime we check in and we kind of fall into that trap sometimes of comparing us with other people, or maybe, oh, I remember how I was 10 years ago or 5 years ago or whatever. Just to be very present and don't add to that stress of trying to live up to, I need to fit into those jeans when I was, you know, 21 years old or whatever. It takes a little bit of practice, but for all of us, regardless of what age we are, it's checking in and seeing where we are right now and appreciating that we're here, appreciating that we got here. And all the things we've already learned, like with Liz, you know, I know Liz is a hot mess.
Hot day, bitch.
I don't see her very often. We live in different parts of the country, but mm-hmm. she's, and she gets this all the time. People who have worked with her, oh my, you're the strongest person I know. And she's like, oh, I wish I wasn't, you know, like she would like to catch a break every so often, but this is the path she's on. And she brings, she brings with her all those experiences, especially the tough ones. And with Capricorns, most Capricorns just by nature deal with a lot of tough stuff. And they find that they are up to the challenge, not that they want to be challenged all the time, but they have it within them. But a lot of it is just like when you can do something really helpful for yourself, do it. When you can do something that allows you to breathe deeper, you know, to rest and to feel better, do it. And don't feel guilty about it. Most people, I guess, most Capricorns won't, but they'll still be thinking, I should be doing more. Mm-hmm. You know, like I need to be doing more. Check in with yourself and see, you know, like when you can gauge your progress and your improvements, even in the smallest increments, because sometimes that's all you need to do. Then just, you know, you don't have to throw a big party every single time, but it helps to recognize that. It helps to recognize that even in that small distance, that small amount, you did the work. And it's paying off for you. You're not trying to, you know, show it to other people. They'll see that. They already see you in a certain light. They'll see it when you're feeling even better and it comes from the inside out.
Right.
And you don't even need to wait for that. You just already know. I feel good. You know, I feel good.
Right.
And when you're out there and you start attracting people because you feel good, you know, that may be like the next step of, okay, how am I going to handle all these people? You know, it's okay. It's just something that eventually as you're feeling better and better, I feel like the anxiety level will drop because you'll figure out a way to even get that in perspective. Because right now, I feel like a lot of it is just you're internalizing a lot of stuff and you're trying to be, you want to be, you know, at 100% all the time. Because you would like to feel like 100% all the time. Everyone would like to feel 100% all the time. Mm-hmm. Just maybe after you do your meditation, like, how do you feel? I feel pretty good. Maybe not put a number on it, but if you just feel better, that's that little bit that can tip you over the edge and say, yes, you know, so I look forward to the next time I do this tomorrow. And you just keep working, and these small increments, a little bit goes a long way. A little bit, it tends to add up. And
yes.
And for you to ask these questions of yourself and to get answers, not maybe the answer, right? It's not about just the one thing, but it's being open to receive these answers and working with that. You are doing the work, and you're up for doing the work. And it's important. It isn't just about the work. Sometimes it's also about recognizing how far you've come, like taking a small little moment. And I feel like as I'm doing it, I'm like having like all your systems kind of do a little reset, like, oh, yay, yeah. Like you can take a little break.
Yeah.
And you can just bask in that for the moment. Like your body's like, oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, we did good. We're all moving. We're all firing. It's good. You know, you're breathing good. You're breathing deeper. Your mind is clear. Spiritually, you're finding these nuggets of gold of like, oh yeah, you know, I did this and I did this, or I feel this, I am this. We start changing some of that terminology. I just feel, especially just with that birth date, there's so much potential, and it's just putting it in a particular order and working from a foundation that works for you and not about having to fit it in with other people or whatever, you know, whatever anyone else may think that you think they're thinking. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a lot of that. This is just you getting in touch with you.
Mm-hmm.
And as you're stepping in, as you're stepping into your power, because you've got it, it's just recognizing that you have it and seeing what you can do with it and having fun with that. With coming up with what are you going to do with it and not feeling anxiety about it. You know, there's a flow to this, but it's like little things that allow you to build up that flow. And when you're in it, like, I don't know how to describe it. Like if you go see a chiropractor and you're, you know, you're feeling a little out of alignment, when you get in alignment, that's how good it feels. And it's like a no brainer. It's like, oh, well, of course, this is how my body's supposed to feel.
I have a quick question. Cause as you're listening, you know, I've been feeling very calm, very tranquil. I'm feeling that. Is it Christine or Christina?
Christine.
Okay, Christine. Is there, I'm feeling a male energy. Is there somebody with a P name, a Paul P? Maybe female.
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay, well, just keep an eye out, or it might make sense later.
Like a love interest?
I'm good, but not that good. I just got
okay.
I just got the vibe of I felt like when Elisa was talking about a second ago about, was it some like being a critical type of energy? Like, weren't you saying something about that a second ago about, So that it doesn't matter if you know, it's being looked at a certain way or a critical type of vibe, but it doesn't matter. But and then I felt like a male energy, and I felt like it was a Paul or a P, but it could be a female with a male energy, because you know it's gender is fluid when it comes to spirit. But it just came in, so I wanted just to bring it up. And if you do decide to give us a call, a future show, and it makes sense, then let us know. But it's just something to take note of, okay?
Okay.
But it was like definitely the letter P.
Thank you. I'll keep that in mind.
Okay, cool. All right. So, I'm so glad you gave us a call. And your energy feels really, really good right now. So hopefully you're sort of feeling what I'm feeling, that you're feeling a little more stable than you did before you called. I'm kind of feeling that now.
Yes.
That state of grace. And that's always accessible. If it's possible now, it's possible all the time. Or it's possible for you to get there, right? So,
yes, absolutely.
Go ahead.
I do want to mention really quickly when she was saying that today, I mean, this year is a 4 year, I just wanted to mention that my life path is also a 4.
Ah, so okay. Okay, so you're like good. I'm, you know, yeah. This is your bag. You know, you're like, okay, four. I can do this. The thing is, as you're doing your work and you're setting your goals and you're just getting things in order, just keep in mind, you know, like, see if you're having fun with what you're doing. You know, so it's not just all about work. I think we can agree. You can probably do that in your sleep. I'm not sure, but Capricorns are hardcore, you know? So, I say this as a fellow Earth sign, I'm a Taurus, so, not as hardcore as you guys, but you have to check in, and if you're having fun, then that's a plus. But if you're doing it 'cause you feel like you should do it, like really, you know, let's just check into that energy. And it's good practice because next year, so we're already more than halfway into this year. Next year on your birthday, it's a 5 year, so that may throw you a little bit crazy because five can be so unpredictable. But as you're doing your work and you're just getting into just a good routine for you, and you're open to something different, and open to saying, okay, well, am I having fun with this, or does it really feel like a chore? You know, this will help you with that transition to the next year of you know, anything goes in a five. It's usually outside the box kind of stuff. So, just be honest with yourself if you're having fun or not. If you're doing it because it's just what you've always done, then that's one thing. That's okay. But really check into it. And if it feels like it just needs a little bit of an adjustment, then give yourself that and explore what that could look like, you know, for who you are now and all the things that you're incorporating.
Right.
Because it isn't always just about making the money, right? I mean, it's a big part. But if you're going to be doing this work on a higher level, then have it be something that also hopefully feeds your soul or gives you that portion of it, or allows you time to do that for yourself. You know, maybe not on work time, but just something that's a little more representative of who you are now. When you were talking about working with the moons and stuff like that, right, she's going deep. I know she is. So be as present as possible even as you're doing that, and the feeling is to just be in such a joyful high vibration mood as you're putting these things in motion, as you're just dreaming. Oh, you know, it'll be really fun, and you know, just raising that vibration, because when you're in that good space, that's when it's best to put your assets out there to say, well, why not? You know, see what happens. Versus like feeling like, oh gosh, how am I going to make this next, you know, paycheck or do this, you know, this next bill? Such a different vibe when you're asking for like a lifeguard type thing versus oh man, I'm feeling so good and look what I can create here. So.
Right. Thank you so much for the reminder. Yeah. I needed to hear that. Thank you both.
Good. Yeah. Well, listen, we're on Tuesdays and Thursdays, and we're going to sign off in a second, so you'll hear that. Tuesdays and Thursdays, 8:30 to 9:30. So, yeah, give us a call back with an update and let us know how you're doing. That would be wonderful. Really loved having you as a first-time caller. So I think, Alisa, this is a good place for us to sign off.
Yes.
So... thank you, Christine. So if you guys need to get a hold of us, you can send an email to loablend@gmail.com. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Tuesday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Take care of yourselves and each other. And as always, let the light do the work and to brighter days ahead. Love you.
Love you. Bye.